listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Howdy, friends.
Matt, can you believe we're already halfway through this season about the fruit of the Spirit?
Very wild, Julie.
There it is. Somehow I knew a pun was coming.
You know, I just had to. I mean, the setup was perfect.
Okay, I hope you got all of those out of your system now. We've got a show to do. And speaking of show, this episode is going to be a special one. Can I get a drum roll, please? We're doing a game show review episode.
All right. I love game shows. They're my favorite.
Now, to help us review the first five fruit of the Spirit we've covered, our special game show host, Anna, is joining the show. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hey there, Julie and Matt. Come on down. You are the next contestants on the Halftime Review Game Show.
Oh, boy. I can't believe we really get to play. This is going to be so much fun.
Okay, Matt, I've got an idea to make it even more fun. We should ask some of our God's Big Story listeners to help out.
Not a bad idea, Julie. It's always a good call to phone a friend or two.
Okay, enough talking already. Let's get to playing. I am ready to win that trip to...
Whoa, Matt. A trip, huh? Listen, before we talk about trips, we have to review before we play the game. We got to make sure everybody remembers the first five fruit of the Spirit and the Bible stories we covered so that everyone has a fair shot at the game show later.
I like the way you think, Julie. Survey says, let's review. Our first fruit of the Spirit was love. Love is caring about God and others over yourself.
And we read a story about a woman who showed great love for Jesus by washing his feet and using every last drop of a very expensive perfume to make them smell good. The woman made it clear that she loved Jesus more than anything else in her life.
Our good friend Diane Feinstein, the perfume maker, taught us all about how to make perfume and why it's so expensive and important during Bible times.
The woman in the story had a love for Jesus and is a great example of the type of love we can and should give when we have the Holy Spirit, God with us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to love God and others in a way that we simply couldn't on our own. And sometimes you may have to give something up, something important to you, like this woman and her perfume.
And we see God's love for us in the sending of his son, Jesus, his perfect son who came to save sinners. He came down, he was born as a baby, he lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, was buried in a tomb, and on the third day rose again.
Amen. And God is loving because he does what is best for his children.
Our second fruit of the Spirit was joy. Joy is a good feeling deep down in your soul that comes from God.
And our story for that episode came from the book of Job in the Old Testament. It's a story about a man named Job who lived in a place called Uz, where he followed God and avoided doing evil.
But sadly, one day, Job lost everything, from his farmland and livestock to his family and workers. He even lost his health. In one awful day, Job had to watch everything be taken away. And Job's friends tried to help him, but they were mistaken about why all the bad things happened to him.
Instead of believing his friends, Job turned to God. He prayed and asked God to help him understand his ways and why he had such an awful day. In the end, God spoke to Job and told him that his bad day isn't because of anything that he has or hasn't done. Instead, it's because we live in a very complex and amazing world that right now doesn't stop bad things from happening.
Even though Job had a really awful day, God gave him joy, and Job was able to worship and praise God even in his suffering.
You guys are doing great. Our third fruit of the Spirit was peace. Peace is when you are complete and whole on the inside.
We learned from our good friend Nathan, the historian, that back in Jesus' day, people would greet one another with the word shalom, which means peace. In other words, they were giving peace to one another.
And we learned that God gives peace to his children through the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised his disciples that when he left, the Holy Spirit would come. The Holy Spirit is God. Jesus told his disciples that he would leave them with his peace, and they would have shalom. Because the Holy Spirit is peace, they didn't need to be scared or afraid. The Helper was coming.
You are on a roll. Our fourth fruit of the Spirit was patience. Patience is waiting without complaining, even when things get hard.
That's right, Anna. And our friend Jen, the gardener, taught us that growing things like plants and produce requires a lot of patience. You can't rush a garden. Gardening involves a lot of hard work, a lot of waiting, and no guarantees.
And our story from that episode was about the patience of Joseph. Beat up and forgotten by his brothers, enslaved in Egypt, falsely accused and left to rot in prison, Joseph had one bad thing after another happen to him.
Even though it took many years and a lot of hard times, Joseph was patient while God carried out his promised plan for him. There were probably many times when Joseph wished God would just hurry up with his plan, but he was patient. He waited without complaining because he knew that even if it wasn't how he would have planned it, God had a plan that he meant for good.
And our fifth fruit of the Spirit was kindness. Kindness is the act of meeting real needs and helping in God's way, or like God would.
We got to meet a real innkeeper and learn about how inns worked back during the Bible days.
She helped us understand more about the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus told this story to teach people what it looks like to love and show kindness to the people around us. The Samaritan came across a very hurt man and met his very real needs by bandaging him up and paying for a place to sleep so the hurt man could heal.
The Good Samaritan teaches us about the kindness of God, how the Samaritan met the needs of the injured man in the same way that Jesus meets our need, because we are sinners.
Yes, because we know that Jesus came to save sinners.
Julie and Matt, I think you're ready, and it's time to play God's Big Story
Halftime Game Show! Let's go!
Okay. I am going to ask you two questions about each episode, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, before we shout out our answers together, we're going to give the kids a shot to see if they got it right.
Okay, everybody. Are you ready? I know I am.
Me too.
Here we go.
Okay, kids. Are you ready? Here's question number one. Love is caring about God and others over...
That's right, yourself.
Question number two. What did the woman who washed Jesus' feet pour all over them?
You got it, perfume.
Question number three. Joy is a good feeling deep down in your soul that comes from...
That's right. Who else but God?
Question number four. Did Job keep loving and trusting God even after he suffered and lost everything he had?
Man, you're on a roll. Yes, he did.
Question number five. Peace is when you are complete and whole on the...
Good one. Inside.
Question number six. Who did Jesus say he would send to his children who would give them peace?
You got it. The Holy Spirit.
Here's question number seven. True or false? Patience is waiting without complaining, even when things get hard.
True. You're right.
Question number eight. Did Joseph show a lot of patience?
He sure did. You got it right.
Question number nine. What is the act of meeting real needs and helping in God's way or like God would?
Kindness. Good job.
Last question. Question number 10. How did the Good Samaritan show kindness to the injured man?
Man, you got him all right. He bandaged his wounds and paid for his room and food at the inn. Great job. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, practice learning all 40 events of the Bible.
Here's a song to help you. Be sure to listen for the parts that we've covered so far in Season 5 of God's Big Story.
Creation, fall, promise, flood, tower of Babel. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, slaves in Egypt. Moses, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan River, Joshua. Conquest of the promised land, Judges, Samuel the prophet. King Saul, King David, King Solomon. Kingdom split, prophets speak. Israel conquered by Syria. Judah conquered by Babylon. Exiles returned, temple rebuilt. 400 years of silence. Jesus is born, lives a perfect life. Disciples follow Jesus. Dies on the cross, buried in a tomb. Jesus is resurrected, ascends to heaven. Holy Spirit comes, the gospel is shared to all the earth. Church waits, Jesus returns, the kingdom of God forever.
Thanks for listening to the first half of Season 5 of God's Big Story. Remember, all of the stories we hear are from the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about the fruit of the Spirit, you can turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in to the next half of Season 5 of God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.